Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street, back at Gary's Wine and Marketplace in Wayne, New Jersey. Gary Fish here with us. Thank you so much for being here.
It's always great to be here with you on a beautiful, hot,
I was going to say 90
degrees. I checked. It's
97% awful humidity. Awful hot. Scott Sullivan here with us as well.
Great to be here.
Marketing manager extraordinaire. We're talking hot summer alternative wines. You don't always have to go. And I say this loosely because behind us are 120 rosés, but you don't always have to pick a rosé.
No, not absolutely. You don't always have to pick rosé. What's nice, what you want to focus on for a hot day is really low alcohol. We want to focus on low alcohol.
Why is that?
Because when it's warm out, you tend to drink a little bit more. You want to.
You want stamina.
You're sweating a little bit more. You want to, you know.
It's also you want refreshing. Really, yeah. You know, if you think about it. The higher alcohol, they're not necessarily refreshing wines. They're flavorful, and they're great with food, but they're not necessarily refreshing.
They also do kind of warm you up sometimes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a reason we drink big cabs at a fire in front of a fireplace, right? It keeps you warm and toasty.
Yeah, and you notice the difference between if you drink a high alcohol wine that's at like 15 or 16% alcohol and a difference between something that's at 12 or 13%.
Yes, I agree. And I like the notion that we want to be able to drink all day. There's the all day thing.
I think drinking all day is crucial.
I agree. Okay, so you have three different varietals here, and I have to explain. Gary has 120 rosés here, and they're lined up like soldiers. It's like the Pink Brigade.
And I this time of year, and I'm starting to drink rosé, you know.
Absolutely.
But as an alternative, something.
Absolutely.
You know, that's kind of what we talked about doing. We've tasted a lot of rosés together.
Right.
It's the new thing, so everybody's talking rosé. So why not find some other whites that probably in their home countries, that's what they're drinking this time of year.
All right, so let's start.
So the first one we have is a Vino Verde from Portugal. It's called Gazela.
The bottle's beautiful. The label is beautiful. Whoever designed this marketing-wise, this puppy jumps out at you on the shelf.
Yeah, this is a wonderful bottle of wine. Only 9% alcohol.
What?
Yeah, 9% alcohol.
It's like crystal clear. I said when you pull the bottle over, it looks like vodka.
So Vino Verde actually translates to green wine or young wine. So they picked this really early. And you can kind of get that sense where it has a little bit of a greenness to it.
It does, grassy.
Yeah, so the production of this happens really early. And so what I always find interesting about Vino Verde is it also has a little bit of an effervescence to it. So it's kind of light, it's lively, it's got good flavors.
It's got that little spritz to it, but it does.
It has that effervescence to it. First of all, it has that pale yellow in the glass. I don't know why in the bottle to me. Maybe the bottle's like a tinted blue.
The color is almost green, actually. The color
You're right.
Is like yellow-green.
But I get like lime, like citrusy, right?
Yeah, and then maybe like some like floral characteristics too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then it hits the mid palate. It's lively, and then it just disappears, and it's just fresh and good fruit.
Absolutely, and this goes with what Gary was saying before. You want to always be drinking wine during the summer. You know, this you can. It's only $4.99.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, Vino Verdes are so affordable.
How do we do it so cheap?
Come on, we're going to do a podcast and talk about this someday. $5.
Yeah,
okay.
$5.
For that.
I don't get it, because now many people would walk away from that bottle, say, $5, it's moonshine.
No, it's not.
But don't. This is awesome.
Yeah,
you grab a case of wine for $50 and drink all day long. That's fun.
Oh, my God, that is awesome.
So now we're going to do Sauvignon Blanc from Gallery Sauvignon Blanc, one of my favorite Sauvignon Blancs.
Really?
And I think the fruit is mostly Sonoma.
So this is California.
California Sauvignon
Sonoma.
Blanc.
Oh, very light in color for California, right?
Yeah, I thought you had wine in your glass already, and I was like, what's he doing?
He's mixing.
And the winemaker, Laura Diaz Munoz,
or something.
She's a Spanish winemaker, but she's been working with Chris Carpenter at Cardinal for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And Chris, you know, he makes those big jumbo Cabernets, you know, and if you look at Chris, you know, he's like 6'6", big guy, and he makes big Cabernets. She's this petite Spanish woman that's making their whites and their program. So it's an interesting, and she's got a great palate. And what you get from wines that Laura makes, you're getting that fragrance, you're getting that fruit, you know, that finesse.
They're very elegant wines. I mean, they're very approachable, easy to drink.
So elegant is the perfect word. Like, they're almost like gentle on the nose.
Yeah, it's not in your face.
It's not in my face at all. Like the other was screaming grass and lime zest.
Wow. You know,
super nice.
It's an interesting comparison. So this one is much more elegant. You get more richness. It coats your tongue more. Great finish. Not heavy. And it's funny, this one, I'm also now suddenly picturing food. You know,
yeah.
I'm picturing a grilled piece of fish or a lighter
or
piece
oysters.
Of fish or oysters.
Scallops.
Or scallops.
You say scallops every time.
He loves scallops.
I love scallops.
I do too.
Long.
But
they're like perfect. It's the perfect pairing.
Okay.
But last time we did Sauvignon Blanc together, you said scallops then
too.
Too
I did.
But this wine is great. This wine is, I don't think it's as low in alcohol.
So the Vino Verde was 9% alcohol. And it's $5.
This is actually a little bit higher. This is 13.5%.
13.5, and it's 23.
You can't notice it.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't taste alcohol. Mm-hmm. You don't get it. Yeah. But it definitely has a richness of flavor.
Yeah,
character.
But it has more body. It has way more body than the Vino Verde.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hence the alcohol, the higher alcohol.
And again, the Vino Verde, I'm thinking, you almost have it ice, you know, really cold, sitting
like
on the beach.
On the
pool,
beach, yeah, like
just relaxing.
Submerge in
the
sand,
sun is
pour
up,
it as you need.
Now you're going to have something to eat, oysters
or scallops.
And you go to the gallery.
Because I'll say oysters every time. That's funny. That was great.
And I'll say scallops every time.
Okay, fair enough.
That
all right,
really,
and you said $20-something?
This one's $24.99.
$24.99.
Really
that's
nice.
Great.
It's a fantastic bottle of wine.
It's awesome. Okay, so now we're moving on to Riesling. I think Riesling is one of the most misunderstood wines out there.
It is.
It is, because...
People hear Riesling, they think it's sweet.
Sweet, well, because blame the Germans on that. Or what is it, Austria, Germany?
Germany.
Blame the Germans, right? Because they only sent the sweet crap to us in the beginning, thinking that's what we wanted.
Can we blame them for everything?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
And
you can blame Blue Nun, because Blue Nun was like very sweet Riesling, and everybody was.
I didn't even know that was a Riesling.
Yeah, Blue Nun was like in my day when
well,
I started
the
in the
80s,
business in the 80s.
Bartles and James and Blue Nun.
Yeah.
So
Scott's nodding his head. He's like, we have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
What is that?
He's like, wait, what? There was a nun? What did she wear? Was she wear blue? So Riesling.
So there's different levels of sweetness with Riesling. Cabernet is the driest level. And then it will go
Cabernet.
To, yes.
So you have to look for these words on the bottles,
yeah.
Right?
It, German Rieslings are very confusing.
They are.
Really are.
When, and they weren't a whole... We could do a whole Riesling podcast,
we could
actually,
do a whole
because
discussion.
Because there's different levels of dryness, sweetness, everythingness.
Not only that, but the laws, the wine laws in Germany are completely different. So you'll have those different levels, and then they'll have another like governing body that will rate it differently.
And the problem is, and somebody from Germany is going to say that I'm saying the wrong things. The language is really hard to understand, look at. There's too many consonants, no vowels.
Well, it's definitely, you look at a Riesling label and there's a lot of room for confusion.
Right.
In this discussion, what we chose is Carl Sittman straight Riesling. So it's very, it's a $10 wine. It's very simple. Again, you're looking at 9%.
But so you're saying it's 9.5%. Like
9.5%.
Oh, yeah.
5% alcohol.
It's it's lighter than the Sauvignon Blanc.
It's something that's refreshing on a warm day, and you can drink a lot of it and not have to worry about, all right.
So you're getting more,
careful.
If you're really, it's hard to compare this to the Gallery Sauvignon Blanc, because the Gallery Sauvignon Blanc, from a qualitative point of view, is significantly better
and
wine.
And you can taste that.
Yes. This, to compare to the Vino Verde, you're getting much more sweetness here.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Not sweet wine. You know,
no,
it doesn't,
no.
It's not,
it's dry.
It's dry, but you're definitely getting more fruit up front, a little bit more sweetness.
More of the sweeter
more
fruits, more
body.
Of those like apple, pear, lemon.
Yeah, melon maybe a little, like a honey, like nah.
Sometimes peach.
Yeah, I
so
see,
you
I
tend
get
to get more of like those sweeter fruits, which is why it's perceived as a sweeter wine. But on the palate, it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
So
I also think you could drink this, I didn't mean to cut you off, alone, no food, on the beach.
Right, or with fruit.
Or with fruit,
or just like sitting around. I agree. It's funny because my mindset changed with each wine as to what I would do.
Yeah.
The Vino Verde and the Riesling don't really need fruit. The Riesling could handle fruit, you know, or just something
right
light, and where the Sauvignon Blanc, obviously the Gallery, can really handle anything.
These are great choices.
It's fun, and they're lighter, more refreshing,
totally
more summertime.
Reasonably priced too, my goodness.
And the Carl Sittman Riesling is only $10.99.
You know what, and that's another thing. If you are drinking all day, you have to be able to afford to to fund the day of drinking, and these wines are perfect. You guys are awesome.
Thank you very
much. Happy summer.
Happy summer.
Enjoy your summer.